Osiris.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
Jeff Todd. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, RJ. This is another quick hit to dicks.
Quick hit to dicks. We hope you guys are enjoying it. We are actually enjoying it immensely. So I guess if nothing else, we're having fun.
Yeah. That's most of what matters, I think.
Today we're going to 92. And I think I've said this every time, but we're going to talk about a tape that I remember having because it was one of the best sounding tapes that I had, but also has some really cool stuff on it. Did you have a lot of 92s? Like, do you remember that being a year that you had a lot of shows from? Because they're their spring tour.
It was a long spring tour. I had a bunch. And, you know, we didn't say on yesterday's that the fall 91 tour, you know, was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spring 92 tour was quite substantial.
Yep. Including a long run on the West Coast. I think the first West Coast run, including like that California show that was turned into a bootleg CD and stuff.
Yeah, that was okay. And then this summer,
I just spit on my beer.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're going to need a new keyboard.
Yeah.
This summer of 92 was, I mean, they come right at it in the Fish Companion. They refer to it as opening act, and it's true. It's a very different year for them summertime. They opened for Violent Femmes in Europe, and then they did some Horde shows, a handful of shows on their own, and then they went out with Carlos Santana as an opening act. And that's kind of a big deal. Carlos in 92 was, you know, I think that was before that song, right? But it was...
But you mean the Rob Thomas song?
Right, but he was still riding that kind of like, you know, there was a wave there of interest in that time frame, you know, with 60s groups and things. And Carlos was doing okay, playing to nice crowds. And there were big, big crowds for Fish to be in front of.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. This like really... As you said, like the opening act. I mean, I think that's sort of a double entendre, right? Like,
yeah, it's opening doors are act. Opening.
Yeah, for Fish, they. I guess we mentioned a couple maybe 2 days ago. The Lawn Boy release was 1990, but by the time Picture of Nectar came out, it was like, you know, not just. As Jonathan said, not just Santana, but Horde and all kinds of other stuff. And I think their first Europe tours, I mean, definitely their first Europe tours in 92. And I'm sure that changed a lot in terms of just scope and perspective from the band's point of view, not just, you know, getting in front of more people.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And they played a lot. Now they're playing short sets as an opener or a festival band, as it were with the Horde, but that was good for developing efficiency, if you will.
Yeah, and we haven't made any official requests of the Fish band since the Curveball thing, but I would say that Europe tour would be a fine way to kind of get people back on board for. Something, even though everyone's really already on board for Dicks and Fall Tour. I'm just saying. Europe tour would be cool.
I would go to Europe tour, or they could just announce New Year's and send me tickets, because I think I'm going to do that.
That would be more straightforward.
I mean,
announce you New Year's, send Jonathan tickets in that order. Well, Jonathan, do you remember this show we're going to talk about? Is it like active in your fish brain?
I remember it because I have very recently re-listened to it for purposes of this. But I was aware of it prior, you know. I don't know what you're asking exactly, but
if this was something that you like remember being formative in terms of your fish orientation early on, because
it wasn't for me. It wasn't part of my early tape collection. But
for some reason, I got like, you know, it's a one set show from Stowe, Vermont, 725, when they were opening for Santana. And for some reason, it just like, maybe because of the soundboard quality or whatever, I think it was maybe on the radio too or something. You know, it's like one of those tapes that the quality is great. I just remember having it and being kind of blown away by this particular jam that we're going to play. What else should we say about this before we tell people to listen to it?
We should tell them what it is. Probably.
Go for it.
Okay, so this is as
they're
RJ
never, they
mentioned,
would never figure it out.
This is the Stowe Performing Arts Center in Stowe, Vermont, from 725-92, and we're gonna play for you the "You Enjoy Myself" with Carlos Santana on guitar, Carl Perazzo and Raul Reiko on percussion. And you know, this is an unfinished YEM. You know what that means, RJ? You know what that means?
Yeah, well, thank goodness there's no vocal jam.
I'm a big fan of vocal jams, but I know that you're not. And Carlos apparently does not vocal jam.
But I thought Carlos and I are incredibly similar in a lot of ways.
You guys are tight like this, just tight.
We're both incredibly spiritual. We both love Trey, and we both hate vocal jams. One thing I want to say just before, because we've talked a little bit about the opening for Santana. I think that this was probably their first introduction to Carl Perazzo, who ended up playing a big role in the 96 stuff. And by that, I mean the Remain in Light cover and a couple shows around that, including that Cross-Eyed and Painless from Coral Sky, the 2 days after Halloween in 96. So that's pretty cool. And then there's the Walfredo lyrics, which are the Raul part is this guy Raul.
Right. It's definitely a callback to touring with Carlos. And this is the first time that those guys both came on stage, as well as Carlos. Although the Fish had set in with Santana once or twice also during this tour. They set in with them. But, this is basically a hometown show. They're playing in front of a hometown crowd, so probably one of the Fish friendliest crowds on the tour. And you know, they start playing "You Enjoy Myself," and right in the middle of Paige's organ solo, you can hear the audience reaction as Carlos and Carl and Raul come out on stage, and they kick it up a piece. It's already pretty good, and they kick it up a piece. That enhanced rhythm section is intense, and Trey and Carlos trade licks, and yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's really cool, and they must have been a little bit out of sorts, given that they were touring for, you know, multiple years at this point, playing two sets in clubs mostly, to going to putting together one set shows opening for a pretty major musician in much bigger places that they ended up playing themselves later, like The Man and Meriwether and Great Woods and Jones Beach and others. But, you know, it kind of probably was a little bit different for them. And a lot of those sets are incredibly unremarkable from that tour, because they just like were just, you know, going out there and playing for 52 minutes or whatever, and then letting Santana go on. So I think this is a pretty special part of that year. Nothing against if people are huge fans of that summer one set opener for Santana tour, I apologize.
I'm just not hoping to see it again. I'd just as soon they keep doing the normal thing of playing their own shows.
They should keep doing that. All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoy this. We'll be back tomorrow, and let us know, you know, what you think of this whole this whole experiment we're doing. And
it's a fiasco, RJ. It's just a total fiasco.
It does feel like a fiasco at this point, but a fun fiascos are fun, right?
They'd better be.
Yeah, because that's the whole point. But yeah, let us know. Talk to us on the internet. Thank you for listening and for your support. And yeah, enjoy this. You enjoy myself.
indifferente. What's your favorite part of my heart?